Oh, hi. How are you? How are you doing? Oh, I'm doing all right. Is it your first time out of the house in a while? Yeah, I thought so. Would you like to hear a story? I thought so. Order me a drink while I'm telling you. So, pandemic has been really hard. I think we can all agree on that. You know, it's hard not being able to go out and about and just see people and watch people and think about people and how delicious they are. Like, it's not really the first time I've had to go through this sort of thing. You live long enough and you start to run into similar situations, I guess. It's just kind of one of those ever-repeating things. History. You guys just don't ever seem to learn. Idiots. Anyway, I've been getting to the point where I'm just starving, you know? For a little bit of social contact, a little bit of entertainment, anything really that isn't a computer screen or cleaning the house. I keep a pretty tidy house, so there isn't really much else to do. Except think about eating. Well, anyway. So, about a month ago, they kind of opened things up for a little bit, and I was like, well, fuck it. I got a cute mask and a new cute top, and I'm not fucking staying inside tonight. I need to leave. I need to go out, and I need to have just a little bit of a time to sate this weird hunger that's been building in me. You might kind of understand, it's a bit of an ache through the core of your body, and it hits kind of right in the middle of my chest. Anyway, so I went to this local dive bar that I know is often populated by some of the more questionable members of society. I'm not saying that they're bad people, I'm just saying that they don't seem to have an issue with transporting children. So, you know, it's not for everybody, but when you got a particular kind of appetite for a particular kind of thing, sometimes you need to go to a particular kind of place. There had been a lot of people running around in the streets. It was actually, you know, it seemed really busy and exciting out. There was a lot of people wandering around, yelling about different things. It was almost like everybody was really excited to be out of the house, to be honest. It seemed like there was some people that were really angry, but like anti-maskers, am I right? They're fucking everywhere, just ruining everybody's good time. But that's fine. That's fine. Live your life. Die sooner for it, I guess. Anyway, I get to the bar and I'm feeling extremely delicious. I've got a tight t-shirt on that shows off my tits, you know, if I want to, and a leather bomber jacket because that's just how we're feeling today, and jeans. It's not a fancy place, and realistically, if I walk in looking too good, there's going to be just a little bit too much attention. And I'm just not really looking for that tonight. I'm looking for more of a quick meal. So I noticed that there's a group of particularly rowdy gentlemen in the corner, and they look like the typical fare of this place. It's pretty samey-samey. You've got like, it's that place where you've got the weird, really grungy biker guy just drinking his beer, like the same one, for hours down at the one end of the bar. What's he doing here? Sometimes he talks to the bartender. And then you'll usually have, like, the little packs of people. There's always a pool table that's moving, and there's a jukebox in the corner, but they pretty much just play, like, old dad metal. Whatever. Anyway, so I'm kind of looking through the crowd and picking out a target, perhaps. There's a couple other people in the bar. You have the one guy playing on the VLT in the corner. He looks like he's been here all day, to be honest. And gross. If we're being really honest and mean, a little bit of mean. Oh, whatever, it doesn't matter. So, I'm not gonna lie, I didn't really pay much attention to anybody else in the bar besides this pack of men, because they were really keyed up about something, and, to be completely honest, I don't usually pay attention to what the conversation's about. If a man's gonna swing in the direction of where I want the conversation to go, it'll happen, usually pretty quickly. I'm good like that. I'm not gonna lie, I don't usually pay attention to where the conversation at the table is going. I have a bit of a one-track mind, at least when I'm in this mood, and I only really want to talk about a few select things. And if a guy's talking about something I don't really want to talk about, I'll sway the conversation in the direction that I want to go. And it usually happens quickly enough. So anyway, first I went to the bartender and got a beer, because you want to fit in and look natural. And I just got a Budweiser, because I honestly don't know a damn thing about beer. Besides, I don't like it, but I'll use it for a prop, and, whatever. As I take the bottle and, swing my eyes back to the table, I look once more and pick out my target. It's kind of an older-looking gentleman, kinda rough. One of those, like, sort of rednecky types, almost. You know, it's kind of hard to tell exactly how a person looks when they're dressed up in, like, you know, they got the camel pants on and, like, the combat boots and maybe, like, a hooded sweater, because that's comfy and cool, and depending on what's written on the front of it, you can let people know about how you feel about different things. So, his said something political, I think. Again, I'm not really paying attention. I'm more just looking for someone who might fulfill this hunger that's just now starting to well up a lot. I'm almost getting impulsive because I'm just so fucking hungry. It's been ages since I've been able to feel this hunger, and I hate it. So I make sure to keep my eyes on him as I approach the table, and I glance at the other men in general. They all look kind of samey to him. It's kind of a regular-looking pack of morons, really, for this bar. I'm not trying to make them sound like anything special. They don't really need to be anything special, you know? So I let my eyes stay on him long enough that he notices me looking at him. And then, you know, you do that glance away. So, they think that they caught you, but you wanted to be caught. And immediately his attention comes to me. There aren't any other women in the bar, obviously. And it's not really a place that normally attracts a single lady, let alone one dressed like me and with such great taste in alcohol. Oh my gosh, I love Budweiser. So as I slide up and approach, I'm a bit flirty with the whole table, but there's a way to just focus on one person a bit more than everyone else. And if they're really attentive, they might just notice it. It doesn't really take long for the other men at the table to realize that I'm kind of focused on this one particular Gary, and they all kind of go back to having a good time about whatever they're excited about. I don't know, it's too much. Boring, let's talk about sex, Gary. So Gary seems like a confident kind of guy. He's clearly had a couple drinks, and sounds like he's had a great day from the bit I've bothered to listen to. And while he's rambling about whatever's important to him, I'm just letting my eyes slowly graze across different parts of his body, like his jaw and his neck. Always a really quick glance down, but depending on what a person's wearing, I'm not always sure what they're packing, and it doesn't often matter, to be completely honest. So Gary finally picks up on the vibe. It's only been 20 excruciating minutes, to the point where I was thinking that maybe I should focus on Gary's friend, Frank. But Gary's finally picking it up, this smart boy, and you can tell he's starting to get really excited. Like, you know, in that way where the guy's trying to play it cool, but at the same time, he's already suggesting you go to the back alley and get on your knees. Fools. But that's exactly what I'm looking for. So I let him lead me back there. Like, this is exactly what I'm here for. I don't care that he's unshaven and stinks, kind of. He's not normally the kind of person I would like to be around at all, but he's the kind of person I would love to destroy, so I'm gonna get it. And he doesn't even fucking know yet. So I'm giggling and dumb, and oh my gosh, that's so interesting, mister. You have an 8-inch cock? I would love to see it. And he's giving me that look like, this bitch doesn't know what 8 inches even is. She's just gonna deal with it. And that's fine, because it's okay to let him know, well, let him think he has the upper hand. For a little bit. Just for a moment. So we're in the back alley, kind of jostling for position. One of those situations where you're trying to figure out who's going to put who up against the wall. And just to paint a really quick picture, you know, it's a dive bar, so the alleyway is equally divey. The garbage bin is overflowing, and you have garbage on the ground beside it. Looks like somebody hasn't been down this alley to clean it in at least 3 years. It's pretty disgusting, which kind of makes it hot. It's also nice and dark, so nobody can really see what's happening back here, and I love that. So I win and push him up against the wall. He gets that look in his eyes like, oh, this one's gonna be a good time. And I let that lust slip into my eyes because I really want him to feel that. I don't want to brag, but I like to think that I can keep a man happy when given the opportunity. And this guy's giving me ample opportunity to make him happy. But that's not really what I'm here for. So now the fun part begins. I have him pushed up against the wall, and I have my tits on his chest, and he's trying to pull me up for a kiss, but we're just a little inadequately matched height-wise. It's too much for him to lower his head those couple inches, and it doesn't take long for him to just decide to fucking push me down. He thinks that that's where this is going. And it's fine because we have to start somewhere, and I need that cock to make this work. So let him think that this is how it's gonna go. It's fine. It's gonna be fine. I go down and do the usual, ooh, woo, woo, I'm gonna take your pants off, daddy, bullshit. And we get him off quick. He's so fumbly with the belt, it's almost adorable, but it's really just more pathetic. You would think a belt with just a little latch would be easy to deal with, but so many men seem to have problems with it. Curious. Anyway, he's got his camo pants down, and they stink like he's been hunting in them at least 3 or 4 times and forgot to wash them every single time. Don't ask me how I know how that smells, I guess. That's maybe a weird comparison. But there's a kind of weird smokiness to it, too, that I almost like, and it's gonna make the whole thing a little bit more pleasant to me. And I'm just really excited about the next part. So I take a deep breath and pull his pants down, even though they stink for the most part, and there's only a bit of comfort in how they smell. And he's grinning wildly as his underwear comes down, and his, well, it wasn't 8 inches, but again, who's counting? But he's excited to show it off, and it's excited to be there, and I love when it first pops out of your underwear. He's looking so proud of himself that he doesn't even really notice that I start to just shift a little bit, and I suppose maybe it's just a matter of your human eyes just can't see it. It just seems like nobody ever really notices when I engage my higher state. So at this point, you might be wondering what's going on, and that's fair. I haven't necessarily been very upfront with all the details. But I'm a succubus, and now it's time to eat. And part of eating is getting a bit superpowered, supercharged more. I have this really amazing ability where I'm able to make my hand, able to go through things. It only really works when I'm trying to feed, and it only really works on humans. And it's this really amazing way to get them really pumped up where I can reach into their chest and just gently hold their heart as it pumps. And I can feel it as it speeds up. And that's how I know when it's time to eat. So I'm slipping my hand into his chest cavity, and I'm going to be very clear here. This isn't gory. It's kind of like a ghost situation where my hand just disappears in, and I'm feeling around, and there are his lungs with a potential cancerous tumor he won't have to worry about for much longer. And then I find his heart, and I cannot lie, I've seen much better, but this one will do. I'm just so fucking hungry. I need to eat. I wrap my hand around his cock as my hand wraps around his heart, and I lower my mouth to the head. He's got pre-cum leaking already, and it's drippy. It's almost disgusting, if it wasn't delicious. And I immediately lap that shit up. As it hits my tongue, I can feel that hunger pang just rise a little bit more. It's time to eat. And I can feel his heart twitch and hit just a little bit harder as I engulf his head. I'm working myself slowly up and down the shaft, making sure to give plenty of attention to all of the sensitive parts with my tongue. I'm quite a fan of just tonguing the underside of the head and listening to a guy moan for a while. Maybe he'll beg for me to go deeper. Or maybe he'll just enjoy it if he's smart. Either way, I can pump his heart at the same time, which lets me control the blood flow to the cock. And also him in general, if I'm being completely honest. I'm pretty busy paying attention to his cock and keeping my tongue busy, so you'll have to forgive me that I don't pay a lot of attention to how the consciousness just kind of drops out of his face. He's there, he's just in this weird agony of lust where it feels like his heart's being crushed, but at the same time his soul's being sucked out of his cock, and it feels amazing. I'm starting to work my way further down the shaft, and I'll use my free hand to stroke his balls a bit, give them a bit of a tug just to play with them a bit more and work things up. I like it when they're worked up. It tastes better. I can feel his heart start to fight against my hand a little bit as I'm pumping it at the rate I prefer, and his cock is starting to really throb, and it's almost twitching when my tongue hits the underside of the head. He's letting out the weirdest little whimper, and it's delicious on my ears, but I'm gonna think how pathetic later. Who makes noises like that? Especially some big, strong man. Anyway, he promised me a good 5-minute ride, which I know means 25 seconds. And, I'm not gonna lie, he surprised me and took about 40. But it really didn't take that much work to get him to just dump his load down my throat. And I was able to prepare myself because as he got closer, I began to clench his heart harder and slow his rate down. And at the same time, suck hard on his cock, pulling it deep into the back of my throat, wanting to skip the taste, to be completely honest, because it's not really the taste that I'm here for. It's something more essential, if you understand. He's coming when I tug on his balls the second time, and it dumps down my throat, and I immediately begin to feel glowy and happy and just a little bit better. Soon pandemic will be over and I can do this more often. He's letting out tiny cries now and I'm guzzling the cum from him. Seems like he hasn't come in a little bit, so that's nice. And at the same time, I clench his heart. Just holding it for a little bit, because it makes his whole body tense up, and that's just delicious to me. As he stops unloading, well, finishes unloading, really, I clean his cock off and slowly reach out of his chest, letting his heart go, making sure it's still working, because I'm not here to murder a person in cold blood. I'm more a hit-and-run kind of girl. He's just crumpled against the wall and seems really out of it, which is very fair. You don't usually get a blowjob from a succubus when you're such a fine piece of man. But I'm feeling fucking fantastic, and that hunger in my chest has been sated at least for a little bit, and I'm gonna feel so much better knowing that this particular piece of trash maybe won't be around much longer. They said something about rioting at the Capitol? I don't know. Anyway, how's your day been going?
Hi. I just wanted to say thank you so much if you listened all the way through. I know it's a little bit different than some of the other things that are on the site, so thank you so much. A deep, heartfelt apology to any Garys or Franks in the audience who may have been offended or hurt by my hurtful comments about their names. It really isn't anything about you or your name. It just was the first thing that popped into my head, and I apologize for that. And oh, also please give me feedback. Please. I got some really good feedback last time, and like, goddamn, that shit hit so good. Thanks. Bye.